Joining us now in our studios is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Jeff.
And also Teresa Jensen is with us. Good morning, Teresa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to have you move that microphone a little bit closer. You can just grab it and move it. There you are. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's light out, Jeff. It's light out.
It's only 20 after. We still have 3 weeks of getting darker left yes. before it gets lighter.
Yeah.
But that must mean it's winter time, which means yes. it's Christmas season. The holidays are upon us. Thanksgiving now in the books. And we're going to talk today about the Riverwalk Market Fair with Teresa.
Yeah.
Let's tell us about that. Is it... Well, first of all, for those unfamiliar with Riverwalk Market Fair, I mean, that's all summer long, every Saturday. It draws people from all over the area.
It does. We get about 1,000 people in the summertime each week. And so we know that it's a big draw for not only for the Riverwalk and Bridge Square, but for all of downtown. The Market Fair started in 2011. We're now into 2023. It's been supported first with the Smith Grant and then a lot of great support from the EDA, the Economic Development Authority. So we're very appreciative.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, one of the things that you like to see is as being mayor, Rhonda, is the tourism and the impact, the dollars that come along with that.
Yeah. And so Riverwalk Market Fair has been a game changer, really, for our downtown area. Normally, people think about the Riverwalk Market Fair as every Saturday, what is it, I think May through October, right, is a place where people can gather and meet their neighbors and shop local. And we have seen some really great progress and I think momentum with the Riverwalk Market Fair. It opens up the opportunity for people who are exploring whether or not they really want to pursue a more of a small business, keep this... this idea that they have and test it out and see if there's really a market for it. And the Riverwalk Market Fair is really a great way to do that. Not only does it do that, but it creates a real vibrant and energetic feel in our downtown every Saturday morning during the summer months. But as we are embarking on our winter months, right, our Riverwalk Market Fair has really been thinking more strategically, like, how do we keep this going and provide this opportunity for people in our community to be able to continue to buy local products right here in their community from their friends and neighbors?
And that's what we want to talk about. We've got a winter coming up, and the Riverwalk Market Fair will have a presence in downtown Northfield once again throughout the winter, or at least throughout the holiday season.
Absolutely. Last year and this year, we have rented the Northfield News Building from the city. And last year, we had it every Saturday through December, and then once a month in up until April. This year we are opening every Saturday morning from 9 until 1, all through up to December 23rd. So you can get your Christmas shopping done at the last minute, basically. But then we are giving our market managers a break and a time to think strategically, and so we will not have the market in the early spring.
Now, the news is a fair-sized building, but it's not as big as Bridge Square.
Exactly. Yeah. You would think. You would think it would cover a lot of real estate, but no, it doesn't. We can fit 30 to 40 vendors in that space.
That's still very impressive. Tell us about the process that the board, I'm sure, have you been working on the board? Are you a board member? Or?
I am. Okay. I'm actually the outgoing chair. I've been chair for the last 2 years. I joined in 2017. And when I was working at the library and we needed a venue for the book bike, and so I joined the market fair so that we could have the book bike on Bridge Square during the market.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's talk about the process of filling out 30 to 40 people. Who gets in? Do you just apply and get in? Is it people well-known or well-known to the organization? How do you get in?
Well, you definitely... apply. There is a jury process, and it's actually the board members who jury it. We do have the Riverwalk Market Fair is for arts and crafts that are made by the person, the vendor. So it's not resale items. It's not Tupperware. It's not anything, no pyramid, anything. It's no used clothes. No, it's really arts and crafts that are made by the person who has the booth. Plus, we have farm produce there as well.
Now, you mentioned a lot of things. A lot of those you will have there, but they're all handmade. There's nothing factory made there. Now, in during the summertime, of course, the artists are mostly out there in their booths, manning their booths. Do they still do that? Is there room to have 30 or 40 people along with shoppers?
Yes, and actually, when it's crowded, it's very fun and festive. So we like it that way.
All right. Mm-hmm. And when will that be starting up?
It has already started up. It started up November 18th, or maybe the 17th. I think the 18th was a Saturday. And it will go, like I said, until the 23rd. But we will be open also the Thursday of Winter Walk,
which is a week from tomorrow.
Coming up
already.
Soon, yes.
Boy, I want to go. I want to go buy fresh produce out on Bridge Square in 75 degree warmth.
Would be nice. Yes. Well, we'll be there again this summer.
What do you have going on for Winter Walk? Something special, or just going to open up the doors like you normally would?
Well, we plan on having musicians playing and strolling, and then our just regular vendors. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun. That's always a fun night.
It is.
I hope the weather cooperates.
I was going to say, when the weather is nice, then it's really fun.
As long as it's not windy, we'll all be fine. Wind is really the enemy this time of year. Once again, we're talking with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and also Teresa Jensen, who's here with the Riverwalk Market Fair. Once again, they're going to be open on Saturdays throughout the holiday season. Is this going to be an ongoing thing? I mean, do you hang out the news in the news building at January, February? I think you kind of touched on that a little bit, but
we will not be in the building in January and February, March. So, I mean, once we are through in December, then we transition to our planning for the spring and summertime.
All right.
But, you know, one of the things that we will be doing, Jeff, is we will be continuing something that we started and that we were encouraged by the EDA to take some risks, and we did. We joined forces with the Friends of Downtown Northfield and had the third Thursday event. So we called it More Than a Market. More Than a Market? Street Fair? What was our...
Anyway, it was fun. It was good.
It was fun. Yeah. So we had music, we had vendors, we had some of the distilleries and... some of the beer vendors there for the first time, so it was a really fun night.
Yeah, that was fun. Third Thursdays throughout the summer, getting all those extra attractions and people out and about doing things and music, and it just made for a fun Thursday night.
It did.
I like that. Great job to everybody who was involved. Do we need what else do we need to know about the Riverwalk Market Fair? Your Christmas and holiday plans? Is anything?
Well, we will be, just internally basically restructuring our board so that the board is taking on more responsibilities, more of the fundraising aspects, working on having a cadre of volunteers. So we'll be looking for volunteers probably at the winter market, not to work the winter market, but to get signed up so that we can have people work at on the Saturday fairs. It would be great to have people other than just board members there who are helping out. We do plan on being at, I know that we were kind of in a state of flux about where we were going to be next spring because, you know, what was going to be happening with Bridge Square, but it's looking like we'll be at Bridge Square again this year.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that before we let you go. It's Bridge Square being redesigned right now, and it doesn't just magically happen. You can't wave a wand and have it done.
Sure?
You're going to have
because I'm thinking I want that magic wand. Can I just say, let's just avoid all of the construction and let's just go poof. And it'll be done.
If you can do it.
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
there you go.
Come on.
But have you, Teresa, as the organization been following everything that goes there? Have you been consulting with the consultants, talking with them? And
well, coincidentally, Jeff, I am one of the consultants. So that's really handy. I have been keeping the Riverwalk Market Fair and the Friends of Downtown Northfield up to date on what the latest developments are. But I have been working with city staff and with Bob and Bruce and Damon Farber for the planning of Bridge Square. Mm-hmm. So, yep, up to date.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. What else? Anything else you'd like to mention, Mayor?
Just want to mention a few different things for people with regards to Winter Walk that's coming up. And so they'll have some reindeer, I believe, like real ones, in the 600 block, as well as some barrel train rides for the kids. I believe you'll be able to sign the community's largest holiday card at 19 Bridge Square using window chalk on the chamber window, I believe. All right, come on down. Got to sign that largest card. There'll be a tree decorating contest at the Historical Society. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And kind of go through and wander through the Historical Society and see what sort of wow people have been able to put together with their unique Christmas tree. There's a window decorating contest throughout the downtown. We have some amazing shop owners that know how to put together some really beautiful window displays. So I encourage people to check that out. There's also a gingerbread house contest at the Arts Guild. Let's see what else. And we have four food trucks, chamber cheddar cheese and chicken chowder and more. And this is really a Chamber of Commerce sponsored event, and they are really working hard to pull this off, along with, I think it will probably have some wandering snowmen or other sorts of figures. Will you be in one of those, Jeff? I wonder.
I won't be. I'm retired from that. I've hung up my antlers.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm so sorry. So I think there'll be just a wonderful atmosphere, as there is every year. We'll be lighting the Christmas tree, I think a countdown to that at 5 o'clock, and lots of carolers and people performing around downtown Northfield. Horse carriage rides as usual. So it'll be just a really fun evening. Just encourage people, make sure you got it on your calendar. This, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I always hope for 28 degrees with light snow.
Yes, kind of dress that snow appropriately.
Stuff. Yeah. And no wind.
Yeah.
No All right. Wind. Thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it. Look forward to Winter Walk, which is coming up a week from tomorrow, and also the Riverwalk Market Fair, open every Saturday. Is it 9 to 1?
That's right.